Well, come on down to the Bar Talk Happy Hour, where producer Raymond and Odie Coyote got the power. We'll spin the tunes that'll make you dance all night. Serving up some country hits, oh, it's a real delight. Grab your drink, join the crowd, let the good times roll. Classic honky tonk to the songs. Producer Raven's on the beats making the speakers boom. And Odie Coyote's on the mic singing like there's no tomorrow. Raise a glass, let's toast to the Bar Talk Happy Hour, where the party never stops, it's a real country power. So put on your boots, let's two-step through the night. At the Bar Talk Happy Hour, we're gonna do it right.
Welcome everybody to the first show of the Bar Talk Happy Hour for 2026. Happy New Year, everybody. Wow. We're already doing 2026.
Yep.
What am I supposed to do with that? What am I supposed to do? It's 2026. I can't top what we've been doing. It's been, you know, amazing the growth we had in 2025. I mean, we're going to keep growing, but it's like you've reached a level now in the stations that we have, the amount of listeners we have each week. We've reached a level that it just, it's like, I can't explain it. You've reached a level where you know that people are listening. You don't even have to like guess, because I could go out. I've had people publicly recognize me in public just randomly, you know, because of this show, because of, you know, the stations that air it. It's incredible. I'm blown away. Thank you. Thank you so much to the stations and people who air this every week. We're going to kick things off right. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. We've got a big show this week and every week after. And, you know, we're just going to keep doing right, giving you guys stuff to talk about on the bars while you're heading to the bar, going, heading to, at, and coming back from the bar. We're going to
safely from the bar.
Safely, yeah, right? Always, we're going to keep up our, you know, drinking ain't the sin, being drunk is, and get your butts to church on Sunday. All right, big stories this week. This is cool. So, an actor's son found a new path that isn't acting. So, not all actors' children grow up to be actors and go into the biz. Same with musicians. We're going to tell you all about that and the uniqueness of this particular situation. Singer turned to faith for a month-long healing. I think you turn to faith not just for a month-long healing, for a lifetime and for eternity healing. That's my humble opinion on it, but we'll hear that story here. And also, Randy Travis gets some new wheels. That's right. We'll tell you all about his new mobility wheels here that he got. That's all coming up. We got your concerts, good news of the week. Our feature artist this week is Chaser Crouch with Talk to Me. Got all of that coming up. But right now, here's the songs coming up on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Welcome back to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Josh Ward there with God Made a Woman Like You. I love that song. That's a great song. It's a good dancing song. It's a good slow dance song. We got some cool stories here. Check this out. So Candace Cameron Bure's son named Lev has found his faith as a preacher.
His path as a preacher.
Candace Cameron Bure proudly shared that her 25-year-old son, Lev, has begun preaching, posting photos and videos of his sermon on Instagram. She celebrated his message about God's unconditional love and responded with a heartfelt amen. Lev's move into ministry comes 3 years after earning a degree in biblical and theological studies. He previously worked full-time in the family business, Bure Family Wines, while studying Candace, thank you. Whose faith is central in her life. The moment marks a meaningful milestone as her son finds his own purpose through ministry. Keith Whitley's son, Jesse, reveals health crisis. Singer Jesse Keith Whitley shared a personal redemption story revealing that a severe health crisis over Thanksgiving weekend led to a week-long hospital stay and the worst pain of his life. Now back home, the 38-year-old says he is feeling much better, sober, and spiritually renewed. The son of late country star Keith Whitley and singer Lori Morgan, Jesse reflected on regaining his faith, recommitting to faith and pride in his sobriety as he looks ahead and touring in 2026. Fans responded with widespread support, many sharing their own journeys of faith and recovery.
I think it's great. Two things I think that we could all do for our New Year's resolutions this year in 2026. Be closer to God, right? That should always be a resolution. Draw closer to God. We had our fun this last week, you know, celebrating it in. Maybe you had a few too many drinks. But, you know, remember that every year you get to go around the sun. That was a gift given to you by the good Lord up above, right? So don't forget it. I love that we're doing stories about faith and finding paths to share that faith. I think it's important, you know. I had a health scare several years back. I had to have a kidney transplant. It was a long time coming. I knew it was coming, but you know, there's nothing like when you wake up from a surgery like that and you realize that, holy cow, my body just went through the most radical change and I could have easily died in that 6 hours in that operating room. You know, there's things like that that stick with you in your life. And I just would challenge everybody listening to the show this week. I know we like to be fun and lighthearted, but producer Raven has given me some faith-based stories to talk about this week. So that's what we're doing. And I think it's a good idea to just say, hey, my faith is important. Having fun is also important, but the faith should always come first. So I think we'll leave it there. What are your guys' thoughts? Let us know. BarTalkHappyHour.com. On the way, we've got your feature artist of the week, Chaser Crouch. Our feature topic, we're going to talk about Randy Travis's Christmas gift. He's got some new wheels, all that coming up, as well as your good news of the week. All right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
You keep it clicked here, and we'll be right back with more on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Things are just a little fuzzy with Randy Rogers and Wade Bowen there here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. We want sweetie. I love the ending of that live take. Good job, Randy Rogers. Randy Travis is thankful for. The other Randy here that we love around here in the Bar Talk Happy Hour, he got a Christmas gift that will make classic fans weep. What's with the sad stuff, Raven?
No. This is a good. It's a good weep.
I don't want to weep.
It's a happy.
Randy Travis received a custom built wheelchair for Christmas. It's no secret, obviously, many years ago now, Randy Travis had a stroke and went through a major health crisis. The fact that he's still here is just amazing. But it was made special by three wood-colored crosses on the back. While the design reflects his faith, it also pays tribute to his iconic 2002 song called Three Wooden Crosses. Travis was visibly delighted by the personalized chair, which also features hand-painted details on the armrest, as shown in a video shared on his social media. I haven't seen it, so I can't comment too much, but it is touching. I love things like that. Randy is a true icon and legend. I think it was the CMAs, or it was one of the award shows several years ago when they brought him out on stage after kind of everything had gone, and he did, Forever and Ever, Amen. That last little bit of it, that was just like amazing. So you gotta love it. All right, our feature artist this week is Chaser Crouch with his song called Talk to Me. Chaser Crouch is a Texas-born country artist from, I'm going to mispronounce this town, but Corsicana? I'm going to go with that.
I think it's Corsicana.
Corsicana, whose music is deeply influenced by ranching and rodeo and an upbringing. He's had his song called Hell of a Night. Crouch gained traction in the Texas Red Dirt scene, followed by charting singles like FM Station and Born to Ride. And he continues to rise with big main country acts and touring all over the place. Big chart topper on the T3R charts, Texas Country Music Association chart. Amazing artist. We're happy to have a song here called Talk to Me. Coming up, stick around. We've got your good news of the week. Your concerts is our final thoughts. And we'll get it right now into it. We'll do some Chaser Crouch. Like I said, his song called Talk to Me. You can check him on all your favorite social medias. But we'll be right back right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Here's your Bar Talk Happy Hour good news of the week.
An Illinois woman who meant to buy one lottery game walked away with a $250,000 prize after getting the wrong ticket by mistake. State lottery officials said she asked for a specific fast play game, but the clerk sold a different one instead. She decided to keep it, scanned the ticket, and learned it carried a $250,000 top prize. The winner told the lottery she plans to pay bills and share some of the money with family, turning a small mix-up into a big holiday surprise. Andy Sanchez reporting.
Have another cold one. We'll be right back with more Bar Talk Happy Hour on tap coming up right after this.
Welcome back to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Back with your concerts, final thoughts, our goodbye, and the ending of the first show of 2026. We are super excited for this one and the other 51 shows that we'll do this year, and no plans to stop. Well, if you're looking for something to do here to kick off the new year at the end of the month on January 23rd, you can go check out Braxton Keith. He'll be in Little Rock, Arkansas. And on the 24th, you can go check out Josh Abbott in Houston, Texas. Love those, both of those artists, actually. And I would definitely, my personal choice between those two, I'd have to say it'd be the Josh Abbott band. Just that's what I'm thinking. Well, let me know, are you guys excited for any concerts? You can always check us out, let us know, and check out our previous shows at bartalkhappyhour.com. There you can check out everything, our podcast, you can sign up for alerts and everything else. For your station, you can sign up to air the show right there. We'd love to have you, love to hear from you guys. Just thank you guys so very much for giving us the ability and the privilege to keep doing this. Now I think we're going into our third year with this show. Am I right, Producer Raven? You want to fact check me?
I believe we are.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go on our third year of this show. So thank you guys so much for truly making it special. Remember, drinking ain't the sin, being drunk is. Get your bus to church on Sundays, or I'm telling your mamas. And with that, we'll leave you guys with some great music. We still got two good songs here. We got Gary Kyle on the way, and we'll leave you with some Aaron Watson with These Old Boots Have Roots. We'll see you next week right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Thank you for listening to the preceding broadcast of the Bar Talk Happy Hour. The broadcast is copyrighted and may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted in any way without the express written permission from the show creator. For comments and questions, please contact us online, bartalkhappyhour.com.